Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. The words of Dr. Norman Borlaug. Here in the United States, if we tried to produce the harvest of 1999 with the technology of 1940, we would have had to cultivate 470 million more acres of land. So you see, technology saved the forests, saved the wetlands, and fed the people. In this new century, technology will once again save the day with biotechnology. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. 1 year ago, who would have imagined that we would be at war today, trying to search out and destroy an invisible enemy? As frightening as the attack on our country was, we are now closer, more united, more committed, more caring, and more thankful than ever before. It has made this Thanksgiving even more meaningful. There's a lot of unfinished business here in Washington, and one priority that I'd like to focus on is trade promotion authority. President Bush needs TPA if a new round of trade talks are to be convened. It should be an easy vote for the Congress. Every president in recent years has been given the authority to negotiate. So what's a hang-up? Organized labor is a big stumbling block. They insist that any trade agreement contain strict labor standards. But developing countries, they don't want big bully United States telling them what kind of labor standards they must have. Here's an example. U.S. labor would insist that no child labor be used in product production. And you might say, well, that sounds great. The United States has a long history of the use of child labor, I might add. I grew up milking cows, driving a tractor, and pulling weeds out of bean fields. I was child labor. Is it a bad thing for young people to work? I don't think we're in a very good position to police how children work in other countries. That's just one example. The environmental lobby is insisting on environmental standards that they want to impose on poor countries. If President Bush has his negotiating hands tied with a lot of onerous mandates, the countries that need trade the most will never sign on. Costly labor and environmental standards are a poison pill. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.